Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was just telling Jason that I don't think the term is peon. I think it's peed on. And we're just a bunch of peed ons. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Today, Lindley will be talking about homeschooling. And also things that are happening with children and how our children are being misused, abused, and disoriented by the system. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Lindley, joining us today is Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. She called me yesterday with a news flash, and I thought, gosh, this is so important. We need to talk about it, and while we're doing it, if we have Gwyneth on with us today, it'd be a great time to introduce our two lady warriors to each other simultaneously. The class can hear the introduction, and should I not be available sometimes, our two lady warriors can broadcast without me. And what I'm talking about, class, is the continuation of USA Prepares. Should I not be available? Or should I just die? It's not planned, and I don't know any reason. I mean, I don't have any disease that I know of that would cause that. But it could happen to any of us. Any of us at USA Prepares could pass away. So I just want to make sure that USA Prepares can continue. So you might hear some more broadcasts with more than just me, okay? And you might hear multiple instructors taking the broadcast. But it doesn't mean anything's happened to me or I'm sick or anything like that. It just means that I think it's a good idea to help the continuation of USA Prepares should any of us not be here. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she is the only one in the world of broadcasting that I know of who has a presence, a full-time presence, if you will, as an Australian correspondent in the United States. USA Prepares is the only one who has the pleasure of working with a full-time Australian correspondent who is as brilliant, educated, knowledgeable, as and articulate as Gwyneth. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm really well. And, Gwyneth, you've got a pretty terrifying news flash. Would you please tell the class what that's all about?
Yeah. There are, as we speak, troops have been deployed on the streets of Sydney to enforce coronavirus lockdown. And here in and the the political people in Sydney, okay, have come onto the television in a press conference, and they have said that if people don't comply with the coronavirus contact tracing QR code system in the supermarket and other retail stores, then they impelled, I think it was actually the chief of police, but it could have been the chief health officer, that the New South Wales police have been empowered to not only fine, but also imprison people who would not comply with QR code contact tracing in Sydney and in New South Wales, especially in the lockdown area of Sydney. Now, that is beyond Gestapo level. That is beyond anything that happens in North Korea, because I'm sure that in North Korea, even if you are in political opposition to the government, I'm sure that the government would still allow you to go to the grocery store and pick up a few supplies. This is beyond anything that Hitler or the Nazis or the Red Russians under communism or anything like that, any of these groups would have done.
Okay, class. Yes. Let me just help you with, for those of you who don't know what a QR code is. It the letter Q, the letter R, then the word code. It's a type of a matrix. It looks like a square. It was invented in 1994 by the automotive company Denso Wave, the Japanese automotive company. It's a barcode. It's machine readable. It's an optical code that contains information about the item to which it is attached. It contains data for a locator, identifier, a tracker that points to a website or application. And what Gwyneth is saying, please correct me if I'm incorrect, Gwyneth, there are these signs that are freestanding. So think of it like an easel, if you will, with a sign that has this great big barcode on it. And customers, as they walk into a store, they have to walk around this. So it's in their way. And they are instructed to take their cell phone, their smartphone, and point it and click with the smartphone to say, yeah, that's me. I'm here. I'm right at this location at the entrance of this supermarket or store. And,
yes.
Gwyneth, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I apologize if my brain was a bit fuzzy at the beginning of the broadcast. I've only been awake for a few minutes before the broadcast started. So that's the reason why. And this is fairly intense information. And my head has just been kind of spinning to realize that we really are in beyond any level of tyranny here in Australia that has just about ever been seen on the face of the earth. You know, really nobody has ever really done this before. To say that if you don't comply with this system, that you'll be subject to, I think the word that the policeman, the head policeman of New South Wales used, was subject to a custodial sentence.
That is correct. That's the phrase. I saw the news report.
Yeah.
I saw the news report, and that is correct. Gwyneth, let me ask you this. In your opinion, let's say Vincent Finelli were in Australia, and he walked into the supermarket, and one of the officers was at the point of entry, or one of the employees, and by the way, the stores are told you will employ someone or you will deploy someone at this site to make sure everybody checks in. Now, if I stumbled in there, I don't have a phone. What would happen? What do you think they would do, Gwyneth? Do you have any idea?
I think that they are all intimidated and cowed in these big retail establishments, and I think you would be refused entry. If they were feeling in a good mood, they wouldn't let you in the store. And they'd just say, sorry, you're not coming in. If they were feeling in a bad mood And if you made a scene, they might call security, and then the security would probably end up calling the police, and then you might find yourself getting arrested. And there's no certainty that you would actually, be going home that night. Does that make sense? You might just end up in some sort of a concentration camp after that.
Yeah. Yeah, and frankly, class, I do not have a cell phone. I travel very little, very little. I don't go to stores. I might be in the truck when someone at the store, we prearrange the auto parts store, prearrange, okay, here's what we want to buy, here's our credit card number, or here's my credit card number over the phone. I'll be arriving at this time. When I pull in, you'll see my truck, and I'll be there at this time, and will you have someone come out and just put those items in the toolbox in the back bed of my truck? Thank you very much. Put the receipt there. I'll wave to you through the window, and I'm leaving. I mean, I might do that very, very infrequently, but I don't have a cell phone, and I would not be able to comply. And class, this could happen elsewhere, like the United States. Lindley, do you have any comments about this?
I am shaking over here. The thought of what Gwyneth is going through is very terrifying. I am prepared for these people to come knocking on my door about the vaccine, and I'm just not going to answer the door. I don't know if they're near me, but I know they're in Southern California, and I'm in Northern California. So I think it's very scary, and I've been wondering about the phone.
Okay,
I think that was a good question that Vince, that you had mentioned, because I was wondering about the phone. If you don't have a phone with you, what would happen? And I think it's right that they probably would deny you access.
Ladies, we have a delay of about 2 seconds between Australia and California. And Australia and Missouri. So keep that in mind, and give the other person, please, an extra couple of seconds before you comment, okay? So, Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. I didn't hear anything of what Lindley said. I actually just couldn't hear what she was saying. So I can't comment on what she said, because I didn't hear any of it. I don't know what sort of technical issue was going on there, but, I don't know what she said.
Okay. Gwyneth, we hear a ringing, kind of like you're in a long metallic tube. So during the break that's coming up, I'm going to ask Jason if he wouldn't mind reconnecting with you, okay? So during the break, please hang up, and we'll have Jason reconnect. Lindley, would you please repeat what you said so that Gwyneth can comment?
Sure. I was saying, first, I find this all very terrifying, what Gwyneth is going through. I haven't seen anyone knocking on my door yet. I don't know of anyone coming here about the vaccine to check on me, but I'm not going to answer the door. And third, I am happy, Vince, that you brought up the phone, because I've been thinking I'm just not going to go around anymore with my phone. I don't want to be tracked.
Okay, class, so you can take a page out of Lindley's book, and you can leave your phone not in your pocket. Not with you. Leave it home.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lindley's with us in California. Gwyneth is with us in Australia. And I think it might be a good time for Gwyneth to share maybe a short version of her trying to keep her children, her two young children, from being kidnapped by the government, and how she had to go on the run and live in the wild for a couple of weeks at least, and in Australia. And what would have happened if you had a cell phone with a GPS location? Gwyneth?
Yeah, that was, there have been other times when the government actually has kidnapped my children and I have had to go and get them back and get out of there. But on this occasion, I was the one who was in danger of being kidnapped and detained by the government. And my children would have gone probably to live with my mum, their grandma, but she was old and unwell at the time. She's since passed on. But that whole situation was that my boys were being stalked by a pair of pedophiles, and this pair of pedophiles had connections within the West Australian political system, as in one of their relatives was the son of a very high-ranking politician, retired high-ranking politician in West Australia. And, you know, for that reason, they seem to be made of Teflon, as in nothing seemed to ever stick to this pair. Oh, my gosh. And they decided that they were going to try to kidnap my children. And I lived just around the corner from them. And over a period of 4 years, they made 6 different abduction attempts on my sons over a period of 4 years. And they had the West Australian police actually protecting them. And this sort of thing, I've found out since then, this sort of thing is actually extremely common. You know, it doesn't happen. Well, I don't know how often it happens, actually. But I know that basically that if you make it into a high level of politics in Australia and probably most places around the world, usually it's because you get promoted because somebody has goods on you that they can use to control you. And that is just how the cow eats the cabbage in the world of politics today. Whether it's in America, whether it's in Australia or Britain or almost anywhere in the world, that basically you don't get into a high position of power unless you have got something in your background that is eminently blackmailable. Anyway, I wouldn't stand for this. And I made 2 YouTube videos. They're not there on my YouTube channel, okay? But basically, I named and shamed these pedophiles, and I gave their address, and I said that in the video that I said that if anyone in my area had their children going missing, that's where they should go and look for them, and maybe they should go around there and get them back. And that was about what I said in these 2 YouTube videos. And, oh, my gosh, it got a result all right. Within a few days of me posting these 2 YouTube videos, the West Australia police came around to my house and they said, "Did you make these videos?" And I stupidly said, "Well, yes, I did." And they arrested me for telecommunications harassment. That was what they did. And yeah, it ended up going quite badly for me, and that's why I was forced to flee. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. Both of your instructors today are homeschoolers. And when we get back, let's talk about homeschooling. Lindley, why don't you go first?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a 5th straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday. when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security during this lawless era.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
The unconstitutional eviction moratorium is facing legal challenges. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, they're serious about this mileage tax. Keeps coming up again and again and again. And it will impact all of us, whether you drive an electric car or whether you drive a gasoline or diesel-powered car. Everyone will be impacted. And it's more than just taxing per mile. It will track you. And so for those of you who had former friends who voted for this regime, you know, this stumbling guy who looks like a grandfather, the stumble bum. What about Are you going to continue your friendships with these people who have voted for this regime? Just asking. The three of us are homeschoolers. The three of us have seen what the public training camp is like from the inside and the outside. And the three of us had decided independently, without even knowing each other at the time, that we had to take our children out of that camp. Lindley, can you address why you decided to take your children out of the public institution? Did we lose Lindley? Lindley, are you there? Yeah.
It's that mute button. I'm so sorry. Darn it. You don't want to hear me during break. So I just want to say I'm very honored to be on this call right now with you and Gwyneth. Thank you. I am so grateful that I am homeschooling my children. I do not feel the stress that the parents who know what's going on, they must be feeling right now. I feel my children are extremely safe with me at home, and I'm so grateful for that. The reason why I am homeschooling is the school play that was the first experience that we had in the high school for my twins was all LGBTQ satanic. It was, you know, the main character in the play, right before the intermission, she turns to the audience. She declares that her best friend, who happens to be the devil's daughter, is also now her lover, both girls. Okay. So that was the first reason. The second reason was the school sent home a video declaring that the school itself is a gulag. That was a pretty big indicator right there of the intelligence of the school itself. The teacher didn't even know what a gulag was. I mean, who's educating our children there? That was a really big clue to me. And the third reason was after 4 years of disclosure and finding out the truth about our country and then learning all about Christopher Rufo's articles and investigation on critical race theory, I knew critical race theory was coming. It felt like it was already there. So in January, January 8th or so, right before Biden was installed, I pulled my kids out, and I'll tell you the, you know what, hit the fan, and no one was happy with me, but I'll tell you, we are much happier today. My children are able to have jobs that they would not have otherwise had. They're at work right now. I can teach them whatever I want, you know, specific assignments according to, related to the subject. Here in Santa Clara County, we have hundreds of educators and STEM teachers and even venture capitalists that have written a letter saying no to this new math system that they're trying to implement, which is being described as taking the math out of math, because it's all going to be about white supremacy and critical race theory and ethics and the whole thing. So I'm just extremely grateful to be homeschooling my children.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you decided that you wanted the twins to learn about electronics, you know, for a couple days, maybe a week. And you found a small company, let's say a startup company in Silicon Valley, California. And you called them up and you said, hey, I have some twins and they are at the end of the high school years and they would love, they're homeschooled, and they would love to shadow someone at your company and learn a little bit about electronics. And while they're there, they would be, if they're able to be helpful to you, no charge for their assistance, and we don't pay for them shadowing. Can we do that? Do you think that that is a possibility, Lindley?
I do think that's a possibility. And that sounds like a great idea. I haven't thought okay. about that. Right now, well, I'm trying to basically uneducate my children from the indoctrination.
Okay. So let me tell you what we did here. I don't want to take a lot of time. I'm kind of trying to stay in the back of the classroom when you ladies are up front. But when one of our children wanted to learn more about animals, he was studying animals. He's a farmer. And so he called the veterinarian clinic, actually a hospital where they do surgeries and they work on animal, small animals and large animals. I'm talking about, you know, small as cats, maybe ferrets, and up to 2,000-pound bulls. And so he did exactly that. He said, I'd love to come and shadow and volunteer, and I don't want to be paid. If you want me to help, I'd be delighted to help, and what I would receive is some education. And they said, wow, that's pretty neat. So they brought him on, and they gave him a glove. A latex glove, you know, like we would wear if we went to the store, except this one went all the way to the shoulder. And they said, here, stick your...
I'm a farmer, I know it's coming.
Stick your hand. This is the end. This is the end that the cow eats from. And here's the other end. Now stick your hand in there, the other end, and we're going to do a pregnancy check. And so, I mean, he got to experience all kinds of things that hardly anybody gets to experience. And to this day, which is years and years and years later, if he calls and one of our animals sick, they know who he is. They jump on it and help us. And if one of our neighbors calls and says their cow's down and their horse is down, can you come help us? They'll say, you know, there's a guy that lives right down the road from you. I'll tell you what, give him a call. Here's his number. And they'll call our son, okay, to help. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just want to share that you're not going to have your child learn that in the public training camp class. It's not going to happen. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, absolutely not going to get that experience in the public training camp. I can tell you that is absolutely for sure. After we fled from West Australia, we spent about 6 weeks camping our way across the Malabar and across the Eyre Peninsula, which is in South Australia, and finally ended up in Victoria. And then this does tie in, by the way, so... We ended up getting chased through a state forest in Victoria, through the Eildon State Forest, by the West Australia police, and they were trying to kill us. And they failed. We made it back to town, meaning to Eildon, and we hid out for another few weeks. In the countryside around Eildon, and then we ended up in a caravan park, and then I bought this farm. I sold my house that was in Geraldton, West Australia, and I bought this farm with the proceeds. I paid cash for it. I was in no mood to put my children at any school after all of that. And so, for about a year or 18 months after we arrived here, my children were not in school. And I was going through some kind of PTSD. I was in no condition to be able to have my children in school. I could not have coped with it. And my boys were great. They looked after themselves. I began to do some minor fixing up jobs on this farm, like, you know, putting in a few, you know, maybe, you know, about 1,000 meters of fence line. You know, and this sort of thing. And beginning to dig out some dams and all of this. And this was how I dealt with my PTSD. From, you know, the West Australia police trying to kill me and pedophiles stalking my boys and all the rest of it. And that was
they're homeschooling through that period of 18 months. And after about 18 months, they came to me and they said, well, Mum would like to go to a primary school. And initially I said, nah, you're not doing it. But, you know, eventually I asked around and I found out where the best primary school in the area was. And it was in a particular town. It wasn't the closest town, but it was a small country town school with about 20 or 30 students. And I thought, I think I could handle this. And so I sent them there, and that's where they finished their, as you would call it in America, elementary education, but we call it here in Australia primary school education. And from there they did they did about a year of high school after they graduated from primary school. And then in the second year of high school, they began to talk about they had this saying, and it was, it's okay to be gay. And that was the sort of a catchphrase. And they couched it in an anti-bullying program, but actually it had very little to do with stopping children from bullying each other. And it had everything to do with accepting, with homosexual acceptance. Okay? And I found out that this was what was happening, and I completely flipped out. And I went to the school and I said, you're not doing this, it's pedophile grooming. And they said, well, you know, we're gonna send the families department, which is what they call the CPS in the country. And I said, well, you do that and I'll sue you. Mm-hmm. And they were also trying to do a vaccine thing at the school at the same time, and I disagreed with that as well. And,
We're going into a break, and when we come back, Lindley, you're up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Thank God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, don't.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I have a couple quick comments. About 15 years ago or so, we decided to move to Missouri from Virginia, and Mrs. Fennelli and I were homeschooling our children in Virginia. And we decided to buy this farm. It was a family decision. The children were involved. My parents were involved. Mrs. Fennelli and I. It was a family decision. And we all decided to buy this particular farm where we are right now. There's no house on it. And so I want you to think about this. So to build this house, I was going to build it. And I needed some help. So I talked with Mrs. Fennelli about it, and I said, so I'd like to bring one of the boys with me. And it's going to take about 18 months or so to get this house framed in because we decided on plans which were a stone house. And it's quite large. And so that's what we did. So our son and I built this house. So he learned plumbing, heating, electrical, wiring, sheetrocking, flooring, framing, roofing, excavation, forming concrete, welding concrete. That's what he learned for 18 months. Now, what would happen if your child were in the public training camp and you said, boy, what an opportunity. We're going to build a house. And how many people actually, when they're growing up, actually get to build a house? You know, from zero. How many people get to pick the site, pick the well site? All of these things, all of these systems, put them together and build a house out of it. What would you have to do with the public training camp to get your child out of school for 18 months? What would you have to do? We didn't have to do anything. Okay. Next, yes. The next thing I'd like to mention, two other quick things. One is your child will gain independence, will learn how to think for him or herself as never before. The next thing, because there'll be less structure, okay? They'll be on their own more. They'll be left to think for themselves more. The next thing I'd like to say, and this is the last thing before Lindley gets the floor, is that I know a girl who our son sort of dated, sort of. You know, they saw each other a few times. She went into the public college or university as a normal girl and came out as a homo. She went in normal and came out homo. And that's a term we should use. You know, there are all kinds of terms that are politically correct, but actually they're not technically correct. There's nothing correct about calling someone gay. They're not gay. They're perverted. And these perverts want to take over our families and destroy them. Which is why I say, if you love your children, you got to get them out of the public training camp. Lindley, back to you.
Okay, two quick comments. About maybe 2019, before lockdown, one of my twins wanted to go over to the dental office across the street where we go, because my daughter wants to become a dental hygienist. So I asked the dentist, who we really like, and she was happy to oblige. However, there were all these legal issues, right? So that nixed the whole thing. So we weren't allowed to do that. Maybe because it's medical, I don't know. But anyway, these last 6 months, I've been educating my children in a different way. There's a church here in Santa Clara County that refused to close down, and they've been having free, wonderful speakers. We got to see Dr. Judy Mikovits talk all about the virus and vaccines and Fauci. And my children are doing a report on that. They've done a report on that. Also, Curtis Bowers and his movie Agenda and Agenda 2, all about the takedown of America through the Communist Manifesto, and they've done a report on that. So that's how I'm trying to educate my children, is kind of undoing everything and getting them new information that they wouldn't otherwise be getting in the public school system.
I have a tangential comment. I've seen pictures of Gwyneth's boys. I have seen pictures of Lindley's girls. And I know what our children look like. And I have to tell you that the guys are all handsome. The guys are all masculine. The girls are all pretty. Okay? So what I'm saying is our children are not weirdos. They're not freaks of nature. They're wonderful children. They really are. But we cannot let them.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just want to say that my daughter, who thinks she's a boy, is the sweetest, most loving, affectionate, sensitive, caring. She's just the most wonderful human being. She is not a freak, and she's not an LGBTQ, whatever the hell, lover, the whole thing. She's so normal, and what they did to her is so wrong.
And we're going to fix it. And we have a plan. We have a plan to fix it. Don't let these parasites and these perverts destroy your family, class.
They are parasites.
Yeah, they're perverted parasites. Lindley, I want to thank you for your courage. Gwyneth, I want to thank you for being with us and sharing your stories.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.